Please listen carefully.
Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, everyone. I'm so excited because I am here with my friend Johanna. She is actually in Dubai right now. So if you can see or hear, I should say, a little bit of the difference in our recording, that is why. She was on season one of the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. And I brought her back on because she just launched her own clean beauty brand. So not only do we talk about it from using clean beauty and being entrepreneur, but she is super, super, super focused on making sure that her products are sustainable, her packaging is sustainable, and that she gives back to charity. So she really covers all the basics. It's a great company. It's called Charlie's Organics. You can search my blog to learn a little bit more. Of course, listen into this podcast and head over to Instagram and check them out. And if you head over to my latest Instagram post, I'm hosting a giveaway and I include a coupon code. So that was a lot to share all at once, but let's jump into this great episode. Hi, Johanna, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you back on, this time in a little bit of a different capacity since you launched your new organic skincare line. Why don't you just give everybody a brief background about yourself before we jump in?
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy to be back. It's exciting. So it's been a while since we last talked on a podcast. So when you asked me to come on again, I was like, oh, yeah, I get to talk to her again and chat. And but yeah, a little bit about me is my name's Johanna. And I've lived in San Diego my whole life. And currently right now I do live in Dubai in the UAE. So I live between both countries. And I started off as a vet technician for about 7 years and worked in the animal field, which is animals is my passion, which relates now to what I'm doing with my new career path. And it's just been like a wild ride, you know, finding myself and with veganism and all of that. So it's really made me grow into what I've created now with my brand. So definitely excited to share more about it.
Yeah, definitely so much growth since we last spoke. I mean, our last podcast was a lot about being a vegan, and now you've, you know, grown a huge brand called Charlie's Organics. And why don't we start off by talking about why the brand is named Charlie's Organics and the giving back portion of it.
Okay, yeah. So Charlie's Organics, it came from my dog, Charlie. He's the face of the brand. He is the inspiration. And he just gets to sit back and enjoy being, like, the brand of it all. So yeah, it definitely was inspired by my dog, Charlie. When I was working at a vet hospital, some two ladies found him in a box. He had some other litter mates, and they were, like, next to a tree, like, deserted on, like, a sidewalk, and the mom was tied to the tree. I don't know necessarily how true that was or if it was, you know, them who didn't want the puppies and brought them in, but that was the story that they told. At the time, the owner of where I worked at the vet hospital said that these puppies had to go to the shelter. So we tried getting some people to get the dogs. And I just remember looking into these little brown eyes, and he was, like, wiggling his tail, and I was like, I can't let him go to a shelter. I'm like, there's no way I can let him go to a shelter because I don't know what's going to happen. And so I took him home with me, and he was about, I think, roughly 7 weeks when I first took him home with me, and he's 7.5 years old now, so he's my little old man. So he's been my sidekick, my bestie. You know, even though I took him in a, took him home from a bad situation, I feel like he found me and he rescued me in a sense. And that's a promise I always made him, was I would never let anyone hurt him. And I would never abandon him, and that I would love him forever. And with Charlie's Organics, it all ties into a circle of that, because I also made it my promise and made it my mission to help other dogs and to help rescues, you know, by giving a portion of my proceeds to help sponsor dogs, sponsor kennels, and sponsor AC units at Canine Friends in Dubai. And so that's, I wanted to give back because Charlie gave so much to me, and I wanted to do something to help other doggies find their forever homes and not ever feel abandoned.
Aw, I love that. So what are the products that you actually produce in Charlie's Organics line?
So right now we have the Rosewater Mist Toner, and we have the Pumpkin Glow Serum, which is my favorite.
Oh my gosh, I love the Pumpkin Glow Serum.
I'm like obsessed. And then we have two lip products. We have our Lip and Eye Balm, and then we have our Lip Oil Treatment. So those are the four products we have of, as of right now. But we definitely have some goodies coming out in the next few months. But those are the four main goodies that I have produced. It took about 7 months for me to really formulate these products to make them exactly like what I love. And, you know, I used them and they just work so amazing. I was just so proud of them.
So what makes them different from other brands, and why is, you know, using clean beauty products important to you?
So with my products, I took a lot of research. I wanted to make sure that I chose the right ingredients for my products. I needed them to be completely organic, cold pressed, and high quality grade ingredients, because I truly feel that when you use a high quality product on your skin, because your skin is your biggest organ, it's going to make the world of a difference. And it's really important for me that everything is clean, because there's so many synthetic preservatives out there, so many fillers that are just not good for your skin because they steep into your bloodstream, and it's just not good for you. And it's just so important to me that we know what we're putting on our bodies. We know what's in it completely. And when I created Charlie's Organics, I wanted to be, in a sense, different, because there's a lot of amazing brands out there, and there's a lot of amazing companies that really do put in the research and the time to put in, you know, the right quality ingredients. But I wanted to make sure that I had, basically, like, I knew exactly what was going in, and I wanted to do something different that I don't see a lot anymore, but I do see in some brands as being cold pressed, because with cold
pressed, I'm so glad you brought that up. That was literally my next question for you. I'm so glad you brought that up.
When I was really picking and choosing my oils, especially with the nuts and the seeds, I was like, really diving into it. And there's two main ways that a lot of skincare brands make, you produce their ingredients, which is usually expelled by heat or chemically produced. And I did not want to do either of those because then it involves synthetic preservatives and it involves fillers and it also takes away the nutrients from the seeds and the nuts. For me, I wanted to use cold press because it really does just, you expel exactly what the seed or the nut is, and then they just filter it. They don't add anything. So you're really getting all the antioxidants, all the minerals, all of the vitamins. Nothing is being washed out. So you're going to get the benefits faster versus a $3 product at the drugstore that is completely full of fillers and synthetics. So it's really going to dive deep and absorb into your skin when it is cold pressed oils.
I love that. And I feel like that's something that, that us consumers just aren't knowledgeable about. Like, you can have really great ingredients in your products, but how they're being, produced together, it makes a difference because you want your skin to be absorbing the nutrients. Sure. If they're heated or, they might be breaking down, it might not be as great of an ingredient once you break down and things like that. So I love that you touched on that. I really want to talk about your pumpkin facial serum. I recently sent it to my sister because she's been vegan for about a year now, and she's always trying like different beauty products. And being her older sister, I'm of course like pushing every non-toxic clean beauty product her way. And so she got it at college and she's like, oh my God, I'm so obsessed with the facial serum. So would you be able
to... Oh, yay, I'm so excited.
Yeah, she was pumped, like really, really pumped about it. And I also want to mention, sorry, I keep going on tangent, but your products are so freaking affordable. Like, so affordable. That's something that, like, a college student can buy. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to other really great brands out there, but not everybody has the budget for a $80 serum. You know, I love Beauty Counter products, but I'm a mom. I'm staying home with my baby. I'm not working full-time anymore, so I can't afford to spend $80. But I could definitely afford, $18 or the $13 refill or, that price range on your skin. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and thank you for making that so affordable for everyone.
I mean, yeah, I love that too. And I'm glad you actually brought that up because I did want to mention on why my products are at a lower cost, especially with the ingredients I am using and the quality. And the reason why I created that specific price point for each of my products is because I really want to be like accessible to everyone. I don't want to just gear towards the people that are bougie and just spend money on skincare. Like, I want it to go towards college students. I want it to go towards, high school students because, you're never too young to start on your skincare. And I even for myself, I love and I will buy products, for my skin. And but I sometimes question the price. I'm like, oh, do I really want to spend $50 on a face serum? Like, that's just like extreme.
Yeah, totally. Once you have a mortgage and everything else, you're like, all right, I got to second guess this option.
Exactly. I mean, things add up. And it's just, I want to be able for everyone to not have to question like, oh, can I buy that? Or I don't want that. I want everyone to be able to buy it and not worry that it's going to break their budget. And that's why I created it to be so accessible, because I could have, in the beginning when I was making price points, I was at a higher price bracket. And then I said, no, I cannot, because if I personally would not spend $50 on a face serum, I'm not going to charge that for my products for someone to spend that. So that's why I created them so lower, because I wanted everyone to not have to question that, because that's the worst.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you did that. We really need more brands out there with that kind of mindset. So kind of jumping back to the pumpkin serum, can you talk to us a little bit about what ingredients are in it and what the pumpkin serum does to your skin?
Yes. So that one's by far my favorite little goodie. I know they're all my favorites, but that one is like, I've seen such a crazy skin difference, like with my appearance and all of that. And that's what a lot of people have been coming to me after using it. So that really makes me happy. But the pumpkin glow serum. So that little number, it's the main ingredient, of course, is pumpkin seed oil. And pumpkin seed oil was the game changer for me. I mean, with the pumpkin seed oil, it does help reduce skin inflammation, redness, especially if you have rosacea or you just get red easily. So it really helps take that down. It also helps, it's great for all skin types too. I do have to say that. It's great for oily skin, for dry skin, and for sensitive skin. And I did have human testers with all skin types too. So it was great for me to like see an oily person, a dry person, combo person, and sensitive, and really test out to see, does this work for each person? So it is good for all skin types. And it really contains fatty acids that create like a long-lasting moisturization. So it's really going to lock in that moisture and keep you feeling hydrated all day long. And then the second ingredient that I have is going to be the sea buckthorn oil, which that one too is cold pressed. All my oils are cold pressed. And the sea buckthorn is good for anti-aging, also rosacea, which is awesome, helps with acne, and it helps prevent any free radical damage. And with the sea buckthorn too, it's the only oil that actually contains the whole omega family. So you're going to get the 3, 6, 7 in the line.
I love that. So I actually noticed on my skin, like, I don't know why, I haven't really gotten to the root of it yet, but my skin is a little bit inflamed by the end of the day. And I've noticed when I put on the pumpkin serum, because I usually put oils on my face at night so they absorb. And because my one-year-old will just, like, wipe it off my face if I leave it on all day. And I've noticed that it's really helped with, like, the inflammation on my face. So I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah. And I also always say, if you, especially at night, if you put oil on your face at night, I say, like, whatever you have left on your hands, do not wash them. I would just rub them in like lotion, and your hands, you're going to just feel a difference within like days to weeks. Like, I've noticed my hands are a lot softer, which is good, because I was having like dry patches. So leftover oil, just rub it in, and it's like a little like hack for the night.
Oh, I love that tip.
Yeah, but yeah, the pumpkin glow oil, definitely something that I can't live without, because it's changed my skin dramatically. So I'm glad that it's helping your skin too. I usually use the cold roller too, and it's just like even better.
Same. I've actually been forgetting to leave mine in the fridge, but I've been doing like a little lymphatic drainage with the pumpkin serum, and I just love it. It's such a great product. So I also want to touch on the packaging of your products, because you've really been keeping sustainability in mind for all of your packaging and shipping.
Yes, that was a little bit of a struggle, I forgot, because that was one of my, I need to have sustainable packaging in order to create this brand. Like, I did not want to compromise, and I didn't want to cut corners. And with that, I found that my packaging, first for my products, it is all sustainable glass. So that is something that was made back into, like, it was upcycled glass, which is great.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then with that, you could also recycle it, or you can wash it and reuse it for something else. And, or the biggest thing is you can sign up for my refill program, and then I send you a refill so you can pour it back into your main bottle. So then that's less product waste. And then my lip and eye balm is in biodegradable packaging. So that is something you can literally just toss in the recycling bin, and it's biodegradable. Even our labels are eco-friendly, so our labels are recyclable. So every little detail, even down to the label, is completely eco-friendly. And then it does come, instead of coming in plastic wrap, bubble wrap, it comes in this little organic muslin baggie. And it has like a Charlie's stamp logo on it, and that's where I keep my products in. So then you can either reuse that little baggie, and it also is biodegradable as well. So that's something that won't be floating around because it is biodegradable. So my packaging for my products was very thought thoroughly. And then as far as my shipping products, I made sure that I found a good company that does great things back to the community. So the packaging that you get, the padded mailer, is also from post-consumer content. So it was recycled paper that was made back into a mailer. And then my shipping labels too are upcycled paper as well. So, and that is also recyclable. So it's like all of these things I was just so happy to find, because I did not want to use something that was single waste and that could not be recyclable or could not be biodegradable.
I love that. And that's so interesting, because I feel like in today's day and age, you would think more companies would be more sustainable in their packaging, but they aren't. Like, I just don't understand why. So it makes me really happy that not only are you, you know, a vegan company and you care about clean beauty, but you also care about, you know, the eco-friendliness of your products and the production, you know, the end result of your products, not just whether people, you know, enjoy using them.
Yeah, and that was really important to me also, because it's just so crazy how much single waste, you know, products, beauty and skincare, go into our landfills and ocean. And it's roughly about 120 billion units of packaging for beauty and skincare is produced yearly. And not even half of that is recyclable or biodegradable, because everything is just built around convenience and affordability for companies.
Yeah.
They choose the cheaper routes because they can get the plastic wrap, all of that, the plastic packaging, and, you know, it's great for them pocket-wise, and it's great for consumers pocket-wise, but it's not great for our earth, and it's causing it's causing animals to no longer be here, and it's causing us to wonder if our children or our children's children are going to be able to have a life. And I needed to help make a change and stand with other brands and other companies that are also making the change. So, because even if it's just one person, it's going to multiply, and that's going to create a bigger wave that's going to help everyone decide to make a change. So that was one of the biggest things that I also wanted to make sure that I incorporated, was being completely eco-friendly and sustainable and not making any compromise whatsoever. I'd rather, you know, pay more than go to a cheaper route just for convenience.
You know, and I really love that about our generation, because I feel like our generation of consumers are willing to take that same approach. We're willing to pay a little bit more if we know that it's not going to, you know, go to waste or end up in a landfill or things like that. We're definitely a more aware generation, and I'm so glad it's also, you know, shining through on the entrepreneurs of our generation.
Yeah, me too. I'm seeing a lot out there. It's amazing. And yeah, so I'm really happy about that. And also, to touch on the sustainability portion of it, I also created a refill program with Charlie's Organics too. So when you enroll into my refill program, it's set for life. You're a club member for life. And you get a special incentive. You get 25% off your products for each refill that you get. So on top of already having a very affordable product, when you're ready for a refill, then you get 25% off of that refill just for going green and doing your part. That's my way of saying, like, thank you so much for wanting to be sustainable on your end and not do single-use products.
I love that. That's a great way to incentivize.
Yeah.
So I did want to touch on one more thing before we wrap up. And you had mentioned earlier that you are living in Dubai, but that San Diego is your home base. And I'm just really curious, because you are a new entrepreneur and you're, you know, running your business from the ground up. And I would imagine that it's probably a little bit difficult to be, you know, running your business from out of the country. So could you shed a little light on how you're managing to do so?
Yes. So that was the difficult part, because like I mentioned earlier, I do live here in Dubai, in the UAE, as well as San Diego back home. And that was a struggle of mine in the beginning, was how I'm going to manage that. So I did have to get a team together, like a small little team that could help me. That way nothing goes, you know, undone and all of that. So I have a team back home that handles the shipping and handles the inventory, and make sure that we have stock. And then also they, you know, they go out there and they ship the orders that I get. I, of course, from here, when I am here in Dubai, I'm taking care of everything else, you know, the social media, the emailing customers and all of that. So it is a little hard for me, because I want to be more, I want to be hands-on and in there and, you know, be involved with the inventory right now. But it's all about having a team that you trust that can, you know, be there to take care of home front while you're not there. But I will be going home soon too. So then I'll be hands-on again. It is a little challenging, but again, it's all about having a team. You know, a team is what makes your brand work, what makes your company work, what makes, you know, anything work, having people that are really by your corner.
I love that. Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, selecting your team and just really communicating with them. And I imagine that's pretty stressful, but you seem like you really have it under control. So good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had a few little, like, breakdowns. and I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is hard. It's not easy to create a brand. There's so many little details you have to do. It took me 7 to 8 months to really put this together. And even now, I'm still learning something new every day. And I'm okay with learning something new every day. It's about growing and evolving in your brand. And it's something that I really am making sure that I, you know, take on head on. And, you know, just, I have to be positive. I have to go in manifesting good things and positive vibes and just doing what I love and all of that and giving back. And it's all going to come together for the good.
I love that. I love that mindset. That's honestly really, really important.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I feel like we could talk forever because I have a million questions for you since you're still in Dubai and all that fun stuff. But why don't you let everyone know where they can find your products, where they can find you on social media, give them all the details.
Yes. So for Charlie's Organics, we do have a few platforms. If you are Instagram, it's Charlie Organics. And then also in our bio, if you click in our bio at the Instagram Charlie's Organics, you can find our Pinterest. You can also find us through that same name. And then I have my shop through Etsy. So you can go to charliesorganics.com or Etsy. And then you'll be able to find me there and purchase all my goodies. And also you can do the refill program through there as well. So those are the main platforms of where you can find me. I am currently building a website for Charlie's Organics, but that's going to take a little while because I'm an OCD perfectionist, so I'm thinking of every little detail. So for now, Etsy is my little baby.
I love it. And you generously gave all the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast listeners a discount code for Etsy. So all you need to do is use the code BYOK10. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. I'm sure everybody else appreciates it too.
Yes, I want everyone to try it.
Yes. I have one more question for you, and I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's hard. I have two.
Go for it.
My favorite is Super Berry by Dr. Brew.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love that one.
So good. Yes, yes. And then the other one is the Guava Goddess.
Oh, is that GTS?
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Those two. So yummy.
And I have to ask you, because I know we briefly talked about this. What is the kombucha situation in Dubai?
So, oh my gosh, yes. It's so hard. There's only two, like, baby companies that have produced kombucha, but it's not kombucha. Like, it's because alcohol is not, like, allowed here. Like, there's, it is, it's just, it's only in hotels, or restaurants attached to hotels. So every restaurant that's out of that area, you're going to see mocktails. So, there's a little bit of an alcohol issue here. So even for kombucha, the fermentation of it has to be so low, and there's only two companies that they allow to produce it. And so I've tried both, and it's not kombucha.
Oh, what a disappointment. Which is kind of funny because
it's so sad.
Where you're from in San Diego, I want to say, like, I don't know this for sure, but it's kind of like the home of kombucha. You guys have, like, every kind of kombucha up there. You have hard kombucha.
Yeah.
You guys, like, really have options. So that's just kind of ironic.
And we have, tap kombucha at coffee shops. It's amazing. Like, you go to Better Buzz, and it's like, do you want kombucha on tap, or do you want a latte? I'm like, oh, that's a struggle. Can I have both? So that's, like, the first thing I do when I get home. I touch down from the plane. I always go to Whole Foods and, like, stock up on my kombucha, and, like, I'm ready to go.
I love it. That's so funny. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and accommodating, especially with the time difference, all the way from Dubai. And I can't wait for everyone to listen in.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so happy that we got to chat. And I know I wish we could chat more, but maybe at a later note we'll do that.